afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Thin Out of Water. Your boy Rob Mann is here live, hailing from Massachusetts, and here to talk about another exciting day of NFL offseason, maybe some NBA. Today I have with me, hosting the show, Herbie Sylvester. Go ahead, Herb, say what's up to everybody.
How you doing? Welcome from Florida. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, sir.
Thank you, my man. And with me today, we have a special appearance from a friend of mine. His name is Greg Wilkerson. Go ahead, Greg. Say what's up to the people.
How's it going, everyone? I appreciate you letting me be on the show, man. It's definitely an honor.
My boy. We expect to hear from Gerson later. He's not here right now, but I'm sure he'll rear his head somewhere soon. But in any case, before we begin, I'd like to make an announcement. I feel like it's semi-important. I did my first NCAA bracket, man. I did my first bracket.
Ooh, boy. That shit gonna be like 20%, right? You gonna get 20%.
Oh, of course. You know what's funny? I picked it at random. I didn't actually pick any of the picks myself. Bro, you have a better chance of winning a lottery than you do of getting a perfect bracket. So in my mind, it didn't even matter. I just said, you know what? It's not like I know that much about college basketball anyway. So I just went in. I just joined. I mean, a guy from my job, one of my good friends from work, he was doing a little bracket. I was like, you know what? It'll give me a little more incentive to watch the games, which start today, actually, now that I think about it.
Starts today, yeah, round 32, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Hey, Rod, can I give a shout-out?
Be my guest, man.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to Bill from New York who called in last week and showed that we actually have knowledgeable football fans, from people who actually enjoy the show. So, Bill, thank you for the call. Anybody else who's listening live, you're more than welcome to call because we do this for you. So if you guys want to call in, it'll make the service better. All right, so you had to get that out of the way. You feel me? Shout-out to Bill from New York, even though he's a Giants fan.
Hey, Bill was the man, though. I like Bill, man. He kept it real. And speaking of which, if anybody who is listening, the number to call, if you're listening live and if you want to have any input, you can call at any time, 347-989-0591. I repeat, if you're calling, if you're listening in and you want to add into whatever we talk about, the number to call is 347-989-0591. In any case, we begin today. I'd like to apologize. We were supposed to do this on Tuesday. I had a few things come up, but if anything, expect the next show to be next Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Today, we're going to get into some of the draft needs of some teams in the NFL. And considering the podcast, most of the people, actually just about everybody who's been on this podcast is a fan of AFC East or the NFC East. So we'll start the draft needs with that. I didn't want to start with Miami off the bat. They've definitely been in the headlines enough. So we'll start with another team in the division. We'll start with the worst team in the division, the New York Jets. So let me ask our newcomer. He's very knowledgeable about football. Greg, you on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
So, if you're as an objective, if you can, football fan, looking at the Jets and their roster, including moves they did so far in offseason, what do you think is one of the primary needs for the New York Jets this upcoming NFL football season?
Oh man, the Jets have a lot of work, man. My personal opinion, they need O-line is definitely a big factor because the quarterbacks that they have, they scramble a lot. They need someone to protect them while they're in the pocket. Geno Smith is not the quarterback. Vic, he's through. I really don't know what they have going on right now.
They have Fitzpatrick. Hey, they got the Wiley veteran, man.
Hey, you saw what he did in 2009 to get a contract extension, bro. I can see it again. I can see it happening again, dog. Y'all never know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Greg, wouldn't you say that's a position of need as well? Quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback is definitely something that they need to pick up. But O-line is definitely, I think that's more important, only because there's, I wouldn't say there's promise in Geno, but there's no quarterback they can get right now that would be better.
Not even Mariota.
So, yeah.
Well, they have a chance to get Mariota. I honestly don't think he's going to fall to them.
Yeah, that is true. He got to get past three other teams. So, I mean, four other teams, actually, because they got the sixth pick.
Yeah.
Five, technically.
I do like the Cromartie pickup. I think that's nice.
Well, they definitely got Revis and Cromartie back.
So you know the best part about that, though, is because they got Todd Bowles. So Cromartie already knows the system. Like, he can literally just put the suit on because he already know what to expect from his head coach and what kind of system and how. And this and Todd Bowles is a disciple from Rex Ryan, so and which he played in too. So it's going to be that's going to be a good system. But the problem with that is they're going to need some safety help too, not just O-line, because they're going to run a lot of man-to-man coverage and blitz from the safety. So you need a good free safety that can play single high because they're always going to blitz the strong safety all the time. That's how Todd Bowles pressured like 54% of the time. Like, he led the league in pressure for the Cardinals last year. So you know what you're going to get with D. Reeves. He's going to shut it down. Cromartie's going to have a good game, might have a bad game, but majority of the time he's going to win his battle. Calvin Fryer ain't going to win no battle. That man might not even want to start a job next year, bro. So they need to figure that situation. He won't even win the battle with the dude behind him, bro. So let alone on the field, bro. So they need to get a safety. Worst part is this is one of the worst safety drafts in recent memory, dog. So, man.
Yeah, you don't hear about any of these. You don't really hear about outside of maybe like receiver and a couple other positions, especially on defense. Man, this draft doesn't seem too promising. Right now,
it's not. They hyping it up, but it's not a good draft, man. This is like the 2013 draft, honestly, where you have to draft somebody. Like, you got to draft somebody.
The thing is, they have to draft the receiver early.
That's the
messed up part about having a sucky O line, because you need a receiver. Because of course you got to remember to pick up a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'll say this, though. The O-line positions that they need, because they don't need a center. They got Nick Mangold. Yeah, yeah. The British Shaw Ferguson had an awful year last year, but you pay him a lot of money at your left tackle. So you need a left guard. You need a right guard, and a right tackle. Those you can always get later. The guys that you draft high are usually left tackles or a guard, and you get them in the middle of the round. Problem is they got the sixth pick. Are you going to overreach for O-linemen in the top 10 that's not a left tackle? Are you going to try to get one of the receivers like Amari Cooper or Kevin White? Or do you say, fuck it, Geno Smith got no potential, bro. We need a quarterback, man. They have a lot of questions, dog. Up there, that's for upper management, bro. That goes beyond Ty Bowles, man. That's for them niggas in the suit, man.
It's true, and there's a very, very, very good chance that they're going to trade down. I think – I don't know, man. The Jets, you never know what to really expect from them. They have so many needs, you would think that maybe – that, you know, if they don't get – maybe if Mariota doesn't fall to them or, you know, I don't know what they're really going to be looking for in the first round. But, I mean, it might be in their best interest to trade down. If they're gonna go with what they have at quarterback, then they might just pick up a receiver, but – I don't know, man. The Jets, we all saw how terrible the Jets were last year. So it's not a team that – I mean, you know, NFL's funny because Todd Bowles, I have mad respect for him because a lot of people won't remember that. He was our interim coach a couple years ago, the Suck for Luck year. The Colts won that contest by miles. But, yeah, I remember Bowles. He was our coach. He was actually – yeah, I don't know. You know, the Dolphins always let go of good people. And we let him go to Arizona, but he's going to be a good pickup for them. I think a lot of people are down on the Jets because of what they have, but, I mean, with the return of Revis and Cromartie, like Herb said, they're going to need safeties to run the kind of aggressive offense that they like to run. But we'll see what the Jets do. We pretty much covered most of the bases for what they're going to need between safety, quarterback, and offensive line. So we could just we could leave the Jets alone, and we'll head to another team, the Bills. Herb, well, go ahead, man. What's up with the Bills, man?
Oh man, boy, you feel like this, dog. The Bills need a quarterback. The Bills need an O-line. That's really it, though, nigga. The Bills have the most talented 7-9 team you could think of, bro. Like, you got Shady McCoy now. You feel me? So if you get O-line that fit his style, the problem, to me, that's a whole different argument, because I feel like Shady's not a power runner. He's an elusive runner. And I don't know how that's going to mesh with the Bills system or whatever, but they're going to get that man the ball a lot. So they need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. They got receivers. You drafted one fourth overall again, so you're not going to draft another receiver. You got Robert Woods, too, to complement him. You got probably the most talented defense in all of football. So they just could get – yeah, so they could trade back. They have options, dog. Problem is, you're not going to go anywhere with fucking Matt Castle as your quarterback, dog. That's just life, bro. That's all it is, dog.
Man, so that's just life.
That's just life, bro. That's just life, so – that's the problem, dog. They're gonna do good enough to. They always do good enough to where it's a position that they can't draft a good quarterback. They drafted a quarterback. His name is EJ Manuel, bro. They deserve this, dog. When you draft EJ Manuel in the first round, you deserve your bad karma that happens to you, dog. As an organization, dog. And
yeah, we all had a chance to watch him in college live, and when a quarterback does not impress you in college,
yes, in college. In college, I seen Geno throw the ball 20 yards in front of somebody in college, bro. Like I say all the time, Greg, I don't know what tape they got, bro. They must have got like a audited tape or some shit by Jimbo Fisher, dog, because you couldn't have saw the real game, bro, and thought he was balling, dog.
Yeah, I've never liked when EJ and Geno came out. I say, man, they could have made black quarterbacks look terrible. And my personal opinion. Now, with that said, they have Castle, EJ, and Tyrod Taylor. I think that's a joke.
That was a joke, man. For a roster, that sounds good.
And now you give Charles Clay Jimmy Graham contract.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yo.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Rob, being a mature Miami fan? How do you feel about Charles Clay and that contract?
Well, we had put him on like a different kind of tag. It escapes me now. We gave him like, I mean, the Bills paid as much money as they did just because they knew that we weren't going to try to pay him that much money, but we kind of irked them to do that. But, I mean, it would have been nice to have kept Clay, but I don't, man, I mean, that's a very heavy front-loaded contract, man. So, I mean, he had knee issues last year. If his knee issues are good, he'll be straight. But, that type of money, I don't know. He's a good player, but he's not, I don't know. I wouldn't pay him that much. I'm glad.
Man,
I mean, if there's so much you
Let's keep it real, dog. If I'm a shareholder or anything got to do with the Bills, bro, I'm making sure Rex Ryan got no business in the GM office, dog, because what the fuck is this nigga doing, bro? This nigga traded for Matt Castle, bro.
We got someone else who called in. Sorry to interrupt you, Herb. We got someone else. Is it Gerson? Is this you? Because Gerson called it with different
yes,
numbers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah, back to what I was saying, bro. Like, nigga, I would tie that nigga to a chair and told him, you would never come in this office, bro. This is for people that got a plan. You stay over there, Rex. Bad Rex. Like, you know how you, when somebody's doing bad, you smack him on the head, you're like, bad Rex Ryan, dog. How the fuck you give Charles Clay all that money, bro? Are you fucking Charles Clay, dog? He's not even a big tight end, bro. He's an undersized tight end, dog. He's an H-back converted to tight end, dog. Are you going to give him all that money, bro? Just so the Dolphins don't keep him?
But y'all walked out with a better tight end, though. Well, the Titans, the Dolphins. with
Yeah, oh, that's why Everett. We didn't care. That's why we didn't mind letting them go. That's fine with me. I mean, they both got their issues, though, especially with injuries. Speaking of, well, Gerson, you just appeared. We already talked about the Jets, and we know you don't have much to say about them, but is there anything about the Bills you think is missing on their roster, man?
Man, honestly, man, I don't even – well, I know their defense is going to be awesome, man. I know that without a doubt. They was good without Rex Ryan. But, honestly, man, without a quarterback, I don't worry about it. The biggest competition I could see is out of the Dolphins. And that's it. Other than that, I'm really worried about the Jets. Even if they get Mariota, I mean, most people believe that he's a one-system quarterback. So, I don't know, man. It's just the Dolphins, though. That's it.
Well, fair enough. We actually haven't even gotten to Dolphins or New England yet. So I'll save the best in the division for last. Considering what the Dolphins have done this offseason, I can't complain. We spent a lot of money on Sue, but I mean we got rid of Wallace and Ellerby. We got to dump Ellerby's contract with the trade to New Orleans, which is good. We actually saved the $11 million with those trades. I really don't. I mean, Kenny Stills for Mike Wallace. I mean, he's not like a household name receiver, but Mike Wallace he could do what Mike Wallace was doing in Miami. If anybody wants my idea of Kenny Stills, and he's going to be cheaper, younger, and he hopefully cries less. Saints fans were pretty happy to see him gone, so it was always funny. But with the Dolphins, we still need interior offensive linemen. At the tackle position, we're good, but last year teams were eating us. Well, Pouncey's better at center than he is at guard, so we're definitely going to need to look for another guard and maybe draft one in the draft. We need receivers. We're probably going to get a receiver in the first round. I'm looking at Devontae Parker. I think he'll be a pretty good receiver. I don't know what we're really going to do. We need linebackers. The only good linebacker we have is Jelani Jenkins. So we need two. We have some guys on the roster, but I mean, we don't know about most of them.
Who's your second corner?
Well, here's the thing with our secondary. A lot of our secondary got hurt last year because we got a couple dudes we drafted a couple years ago. I'm going to make the assumption that our three starting corners, if you do the two outside and the nickel, it's going to be Brent Grimes, Jamar Taylor, which the question mark is still out on him because he's been hurt most of his first 2 years. And we signed Bryce McCain from I think he came from the Steelers. He's going to be our slot person. So, that's what it's looking like right now. I don't know if we might draft a cornerback because our other ones have been pretty unreliable. We still need another safety. Rashad is good at the strong, so we need someone who can play free. I don't know the draft doesn't look like it's going to have any outstanding prospects. So I'm
it's
hoping
not,
that
bro.
At least
it's not.
I'm hoping that we could sign Reeks. Lewis Delman actually had a pretty decent season with us. I don't know if we'll re-sign him. I don't know if we have. I don't think we have. Outside of interior O-lineman, linebacker, maybe some corners. I mean, our defensive line is good. We need to ask some receivers. We could use a running back too, but we're not gonna fix all the holes.
Most main half of the starting lineup, bro.
Huh? I mean, there's still some young players we have that we don't know what we have. Like, you know, the young dudes, you know, there's always players on teams that come out of nowhere. So, I mean, I could say today we need linebackers. When the draft comes and training camp starts, you're going to hear names pop up. It seems like we have a lot of needs. I mean, we just have a lot of things that we could get better at. Because, I mean, Lamar Miller, we just need someone. He needs a running mate. You know, a receiver, we're retooling our whole receiving corps, so that's something we definitely are going to draft. But I don't know. What do you guys think? What about you, Herb? What you think?
Well, that's shit. You're an expert, dog. Yeah, there's nothing more I can say that you haven't said, bro. Like, I'll say this. Anybody who has a problem with you guys trading Mike Wallace, I think y'all could have got more. But at the same time, y'all couldn't get shit because everybody knew y'all was either going to cut him or trade him or whatnot. I just thought y'all would wait till after the draft to do it, but seeing if you would get anybody. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because right now, if you don't get, who y'all going to get? Y'all might not get, because the top five wide receivers in the draft right now are Amari Cooper or Kevin White, either or, whichever your taste is, Devontae Parker, ODB, or whatever his name is, Dorial Beckham or whatnot, and I forgot the other guy or whatever. So
Jalen Strong, I think it is.
Jalen Strong, I think, yeah. Devontae Parker would be great, but at the same time, he's great, but with Ryan Tannehill, you take away one of his strengths, which is the deep ball. But he's so big and he's so long that you could throw it in anywhere in his radius. And we know Ryan isn't always accurate, so that would help or whatnot, because you can just throw it around and he's going to go get it, whatnot. You feel me? Kevin White, he's a Dez Bryant type. You feel me? So I don't know if that would be a great pickup. Granted, he's super physical, so he's always going to win at the line of scrimmage, just like Dez Bryant. Or not, dog. Kenny Stills is great, and people are gonna see that if you wasn't Mike Wallace only had 963 yards like last year. Kenny Stills could do that, dog, for a lot less. He's still on a rookie contract. I don't even think he's touching a mil per year. So if you're gonna get the same production,
I was not mad, bro. When we traded him after we got Stills, at first I thought we were gonna keep him and Stills, but when we traded him away, I didn't care. It's not like it's working out.
Honestly, anybody with a brain, what would you rather have? 963 and 10 touchdowns for $12 million or 920 and 7 touchdowns for like $500,000 a year, bruh? Come on now.
Yeah, that's why no complaints.
You know what I thought about that, though? Even though y'all say that they're the same player, I kind of don't see him being as big as a threat as Wallace.
Nigga, he's almost as fast as Mike Wallace, dog. Like, literally, all Mike Wallace did was stretch the field. That's it.
That's all he did, bro. That's all he
did. That's all he did was stretch the field.
I know that's all he did, but here's the thing. Is he good enough where people gotta be actually scared for them to throw at him? Like, that's my point. Like,
all I'm saying is that, no, what we're trying to say is that all Mike Wallace did was stretch the field, bro. Like, all he did was shade over a safety because you were scared he was going to beat you over the top, dog. They didn't double him with linebackers and shit, bro. They weren't scared of him running intermediate routes or crossing routes.
He wasn't doing anything like that?
No, he was. They just weren't scared of him. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Kenny Stills is going to do the same thing. They might not double him at first because he's going to have to prove it, but once Kenny Stills starts blowing them over the top, then they're going to shade over a safety, too. And then you're literally getting the same player, dog. Just one that's significantly less money.
you know
what's funny?
Is he ball in the Viking uniform?
He might ball. Who knows?
He might be
Cordell Patterson 2.0, dog. You never know with Mike Wallace, bro. I'll say that Mike Wallace gets he gets a bad rep because he did want to be a good number one wide receiver, dog. It's just he isn't. He got paid like one because he got paid
but
like one because
mostly his system, though.
Well,
the coaches didn't want to try. They didn't trust Tannehill to throw it down the field.
Like this is true.
No. We just
thing,
didn't
dog.
Have the offensive line to do it.
Yeah, you didn't
That's
have the offensive line.
Though. That's the difference, bro. You can't throw deep if you don't have time to throw, bro. I don't care who you are, dog. You need time to throw. Huh?
Another thing you got to remember, too, though. Y'all, it's some other wide receivers out there that y'all ain't mentioned that y'all could grab in free agency.
Don't say Michael Crabtree, bro.
Who's out there that's good, man?
You know what? I say this. Michael Crabtree would work for y'all because y'all want a lot of intermediate routes. So he's an intermediate route. He's a crossing route. He's a yard at the catch type receiver. So Michael Crabtree would be a pickup for Ryan Tannehill, which I like to run or whatnot.
The thing with him is, it's just I don't know if he's been Crabtree. I don't know if he's been the same since his injury. That's the thing.
Exactly.
He didn't play. He didn't really play like he played all that well. I mean, granted, he was playing with Kaepernick. We all know now that Kaepernick sucks. But
Hey, how's he a bus, bro?
Outside of those first 2 years, I don't remember him doing anything after that. Well, I mean, of course it was an injury, but even though he never showed, you know, that he can get back to what he was.
Listen, we got here's the thing. He was overdrafted, but he's not a bust, bro. If you're productive in the league, you're not a bust. If you hit 1,000 yards a season, you're not a bust. You feel me? Like,
nah.
He was just overdrafted. Or whatever. Who else is a free agent you can grab out there, pal?
Who else that they could grab? That's the receiver?
Yeah.
Honestly, that Crabtree would be the best pick for that system. Now, if they go to the draft now, you have the whole, like you said, like Kevin White, Amari Cooper. Them would be nice pickups for that scheme.
Definitely Amari Cooper. Because
Hey, hold up. You know what I heard, dog? I heard they were looking at both.
You can't look at them. They have no chance to get Kevin White. That's out of the reach. So don't even say Kevin White. Kevin White's the top 10.
You heard me? I heard they were looking at Bo, Dwayne Bo.
Oh, so they want to make somebody else who didn't do anything more rich for not doing anything? That's fine.
I don't think Dwayne Bo got to get paid, though, bro. I don't think nobody foolish enough to pay him, though.
Do you see how the Browns are aggressively pursuing Dwayne Bowe? He's going to get money, bro, because that's what the Browns do, dog. The Browns and the Raiders, man. Just when I thought the Raiders were making strides, bro, they fuck around and go sign this nigga Trent Richardson, dog. Oh, my God, bro. What the fuck going on, man?
Well, who did that?
The Raiders.
I was really like, you know what, Reggie, he's really learning his lesson as a GM, bro. He just threw all of that down the trash, dog. Threw all that down the drain, bro. This nigga signed Trent Richardson, dog. Oh my God.
That's a damn shame.
How much did they pay him?
They only paid him $4 million, but that's $3.9 million too much, dog. So that's the problem.
Oh, man. Sad, man. Trent Richardson. Talk about, man, the Browns, man. Whatever they put their stink on, man, it's done, bro.
If you sign with the Raiders, that means that nobody else wanted you, and you had no choice, so you signed with the Raiders, dog. Because you know that's where your career goes to die, bro. That's the black hole for a reason, dog.
And what were they working last year?
Huh?
What were they working last year?
The Raiders?
What was their record? If they got
it was like 4-12 or 3-13.
Yeah, I think they were 4-12 again.
Yeah,
can you remember the last time they picked out the top five? Can you remember the last time they picked out the top five, though? Not the top 10, the top five, bro. Not even the top 10, the top five, bro.
Hell. When was that, man?
You can't remember, can you, dog? You can't remember.
I can't.
Exactly, dog. They fucking up, man. They fucking up. But let's go on to the Patriots draft needs, man. Cornerback.
Yeah. Gerson, Mark, we'll give you the honors. Go ahead, Gerson. I mean, and before you go, Gerson, to me, it just looks like the Patriots just rewinded 2 years back on defense. Like, you remember when y'all couldn't stop anybody? It looks like that's exactly what y'all went back to. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Y'all went to grab Bradley Fletcher, bro. Y'all about to give him all kinds of receiver touchdowns this year, dog. Oh,
remember that game last year where Dez burnt him like 3 times? Like,
yeah,
Dez burnt Bradley Fletcher like 3 times.
Y'all signed a nigga that was crying in the locker room because he got beat so bad by Dez Bryant, bro. Congratulations, dog. Have fun, bro.
Bro, this is great, dog. Like, you know, about our defense, man, it really is system, dog.
System-wise, nigga, no. Darrell Reeves is a once-in-a-lifetime player, bro. Don't say system, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Wait, hold on. Here's my problem with what you're saying. You acting like just because we lost to him, we lost those two corners, that our defense is just going to go to last.
Our defense won't be going to middle of the pack. You can't blitz like you did, and you're not going to be able to blitz. I'm not saying you're wrong, Kirby.
I'm just saying the fact is, with our system, we always had a decent defense. Even though our defense won't be as good as it was last year, without a doubt, I'm talking about the fact that it won't be terrible. It won't be whose defense that's garbage. I don't know.
Y'all gonna be like 15, bro. Y'all gonna be middle of the pack, dog. That's cool, bro. Congratulations, dog.
You ran on all season.
You're not gonna be top 10, pal. Go ahead, pal.
Nah, not top 10, but nonetheless.
Y'all have three linemen now, bro. Y'all have no big dudes in the middle. That's gonna hold that line. Y'all gonna get ran on all season. Y'all need to address y'all D line more than y'all cornerback position.
But here's the thing, our back to Vince Wilfork was as good as Wilfork.
Cut it, man.
Why he ain't
that's
strong?
Why we let him walk away free like that?
Okay, let me ask you a question, Gerson. If he's as good as you say he is, bro, why did Wilfork play 74% of the snaps this year, dog, if he's that good?
Huh?
Why did Vince Wilfork play 74% of the snaps this year, if he's that good?
I don't know. We had to use him before we leave him. You know how other chick work, man.
Nah, bro. No, that means this nigga is not as good as Vince Wilfork. That's what that means, bro.
What's his name was what? No, I'm not saying he's better than the man.
I'm saying that there's a level of...
He was injured, he did his thing. That's what I'm saying, like...
Because there was no tape on him, bro. You always do your thing where there's no tape, where they don't know how to play you, dog. Vince Wilfork is a 300-pound dude that took on double teams, bro. The guy behind him can't do that like Vince Wilfork, dog.
I'm not saying he's him, Herbie. I already acknowledge the fact that our defense took a step back. We lost too many main players. But nonetheless, we still got Tom Brady, bro. As long as we still got one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
This is about who y'all need to draft, man. Tell me who you need to draft, Mr. Patriot fan. Tell me. Go ahead, bro.
I think we're gonna need some linebackers because we lost areas. I mean, corners. I mean, honestly, bro, I'm not even worried, dog.
That's not the point of this show right now, but that's my point.
Like, I'm not even worried. I know.
It's cool, but that's not the point of the show, Gerson.
We're doing draft needs, Gerson.
Special.
Just tell us
this is a draft
what the
special,
Patriots
bro.
Need, and then you can go about your business, man. We don't need you to start slurping on the radio. This man's about ready to get on his knees.
Man, because I'm worried free, bro.
This is the draft special, bro. This is not the
I was about to say something, but you kept running your mouth.
No, because that shit what you said
was
stupid, bro.
Nonetheless.
Oh, man.
You can get another corner. But I don't know if there's any good corners in the draft. No one talks about them.
There's a lot of good corners in the draft, man.
Decent, I'd say, from what I heard and read. There's a couple.
It's talent. You got Shaq Thompson. You got Thompson from Michigan State. You got Marcus Peters or whatever. It's not deep. It's not a deep quarterback draft. Like, you go in the fourth round and still get you somebody good.
They will go when y'all need them.
This is true. This is definitely true.
We need some linebackers. We need a corner. I hope we get a running back, dog.
Y'all press seven don't look too good right now.
honestly, bro, who's the game changer on your defense, though? It ain't Chandler Jones. It ain't Nikovich. You don't got no game changer on your defense.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
we
even
never,
talking funny.
Like, wait, until last year, we never really had a game changer, dog.
And that's why y'all won the Super Bowl for the first time in 10 years, dog.
Hey, it is what it is, but we always had a decent enough defense. Don't act like it's a – and the only reason we missed out on two before
because
then is because
Miracle
catches,
down. Because your defense let y'all down. because your defense let y'all down both times. And that first one, bro. No, not miracle catches, bro. So the first one was a miracle catch. Yeah. The second one was not a miracle catch, bro. It was just a great pass to the sideline that your defense blew coverage.
Oh man. Why did we get? You know what? We're not gonna do this, man. We're not gonna do this. We're gonna go to the next division, like good men. And because I mean, we all know what the Patriots need. Their offensive. I mean, you can make a case. Honestly, you can make the case that outside of Tom Brady, the Patriots need everything. Like it's crazy how much. Like seriously though, like it's crazy how much Tom Brady brings to that team, bro. Because if you take Tom Brady out of that picture, do you honestly think that you know, Bill Belichick is such a mastermind. He'd find a way to get a winning record at least, but. I mean, come on, dog. I mean, Julian Edelman is like technically, like if you put Gronkowski, just leave him at his position, Julian Edelman is their number one receiver, bro. Like,
yeah,
they got
the most injury prone receiver as his backup, Danny Amendola.
Right. Like they have no
came out of college, bro.
Like no receivers, bro. So I mean, the Patriots need just about anything they can get that'll work. But as long as they have a stout offensive line, which their offensive line is consistently good, and even though the Patriots don't throw a lot of deep passes, the deep game isn't Tom Brady's MO. But, I mean, as long as you got him and receivers who understand how to read the playbook, apparently, you'll always be in good shape. But if you're a pass fan, you'll take whatever you can get, pretty much, I would think.
I have one last question for Gerson. How would you feel if y'all signed Reggie Bush?
I would expect him to be out on the third man before he don't stay on the field at all. It'd be a waste of money.
I find it so painfully ironic. His only two relevant years of football was with Miami.
crazy, right?
Didn't he still get hurt when he was down there?
Nah, he was healthy both seasons, bro. Surprisingly, he got hurt a little bit the second year, but he was healthy. He was straight, man. And then he went to the Lions, and everybody thought he was going to get off, and then he just started getting hurt again. But
caught up with him, man. So we go from one East division to the next, and we're going to go into the NFC East, man, and whew, boy, we got three out of the four teams that I made the playoffs. Brandon won with 10-6. So let's start with that 10-6 team by the name of the Philadelphia Eagles. Go ahead, Pat. What do you think they need?
Wow. Philadelphia Eagles. Every time I think about the Philly Eagles, now all I can think about is when Stephen A. went on that rant. So.
That shit went viral, man. That nigga out here calling people racist, bro. Ooh, shit.
Now, they need a lot, man. Honestly, and the sad part about it is they've got rid of everything that made them the Eagles over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's why they're the Philly Ducks, man. They're not the Eagles no more. They're the Philadelphia Ducks.
He's getting rid of every player that fits his scheme of the type of offense that he wants to run, and he's bringing in people that can't run his offense. How could you have Sam Bradford running a fast-paced offense?
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, you can sneeze on Sam Bradford, man. You can sneeze on him, bro. He's going to catch an ACL, dog, right quick, bro. Honestly, dog, I'm at that point.
Like, yeah, I just know what they're going to do. They need receiver.
Mm-hmm. That's number one, definitely. That's the number one priority, is receiver.
That's number one priority. Now, I have to see Sam Bradford come back, man. I don't know, man. Now,
this man hasn't been healthy since his rookie year. Can you name 1 year Sam Bradford played outside of his rookie season where he played most of the year? I can't even think of it, bro, because he's been hurt every year.
That's crazy.
Every year, dog. And he's not. And when he's on the field, he hasn't even shown. In my opinion, I know Herb, maybe even Gerson agrees, and Pap, you might agree too. But when he plays on the field, it doesn't look. He doesn't look anything special. Like every time I see Sam Bradford, I just think, oh, there's a quarterback. That's it.
There's one game where I knew I could never believe him. It was on NFL. It was an NFL Thursday game. They played the 49ers. He lost confidence, dog. Like, he was just all over the place, bro. And I never want a quarterback, dog. Yeah, you feel me? I never want a quarterback to get Derek Carr. And when I mean by Derek Carr, I mean that you lose confidence because you got hit a little couple months too much, dog. Like, skittish in the pocket, start seeing ghosts or whatnot, you feel me? The one thing that I'm going to hate is that now that he's with the Eagles and his stats will be inflated, everybody's going to be like, oh, look at Sam Bradford. This is what the number one pick was supposed to look like. Now you see his talent. No, nigga. Mike Sanchez was out here getting 29 points a game, bro. The fuck out of here, dog.
It's still got a few weapons. I always like Jordan Matthews. I always like him.
He's definitely a weapon. He's a red zone. He's definitely a red zone.
My question is, what are they going to do with all those running backs that could actually start?
Apparently, start, bro. Oh.
Ryan Matthews, the guy that
Name me 32 running backs that. But it's just like quarterback. Ryan Matthews could start on a team, but Ryan Matthews can't start on the Browns, bro. Ryan Matthews can't start on the Raiders, dog. Are you serious?
Well, you can't start over DeMarco Murray.
We're not talking. He said he's a starter. He didn't say he's gonna start over DeMarco Murray, Gerson. Listen, bro.
No, the way he's talking about it, like, it's an actual competition, though.
It's not. He said it's three starters, bro. Like, Darren Sproles was a starter for the Chargers. Ryan Matthews was a starter for the Chargers. DeMarco Murray was a starter for the quarterback. He just said three starters.
Actually, out of those three, bro,
you're paying them too much to have them sit on the bench. So you either have to ship off Darren Sproles, or you have to split the carries between three running backs. You can't just have DeMarco Murray, the number one running back, after you bring in Ryan Matthews and you still have Darren Sproles. That doesn't make sense.
Ryan Matthews was going there because he thought he was going to be a star. DeMarco Murray came, and they signed DeMarco Murray, and this nigga still went there, bro. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
You know he got to get the ball, bro. You really got to start Matthews over DeMarco?
Nobody said that. Come on. There's not one person on the planet that said that.
But that's my point. I really think, dog, they got to just try to do something to get rid of Matthews.
I don't think so because there was no point in signing him, bro. Like, unless they cut him, nobody's going to trade for him. You feel me? Like, unless they just take, like, a six-round pick or whatnot. But, yeah, they signed him. Put it like this. They're going to split carries. They're going to run the ball a lot, and they're going to split carries. DeMarco Murray had, like, 396 last year. He's going to see, like, 250, 275 or whatever. They're going to split carries. That's what's going to happen or whatever. I don't think they're going to get rid of Darren Sproles because he's too valuable on special teams, man. That man getting out here, like, averaging 30 yards a punt out here, dog. So they're not going to get rid of him.
No,
I know he's
going to
get the ball.
They need to focus on him. Of course, I like Jordan Matthews, but you have Riley Cooper, who should have been shipped out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the next receiver, Josh Huff. If I'm not mistaken, I know that we're on live radio, but I feel like Josh Huff, he should be in the CFL. He can play for the Raiders.
Hey, that's an achievement. Hey, man, you know what? Playing for the Raiders is an achievement, though, man. You know?
That's hilarious, dog.
He was good at Oregon, but that's the type of scheme. I could play good at Oregon.
You could, because you get wide open.
That scheme
you open. He schemes you over because he creates so much space for everybody. So And which is, I think DeMarco Murray's going to have a good year. He's not going to have the same O-line, but he's going to have a good year because the way that he runs, is that's the one thing. He's actually a better fit than Shady McCoy because he just runs straight, man. He's a one-cut type dude. Shady would dance. Shady would try to shake and bake you or whatever. He'll lose a yard. DeMarco Murray put his head down. He's going to go straight up the gut or whatever. So it's going to be a better fit. But enough about the Eagles. We got to save the Redskins for last, man. That's a travesty, dog. So we're going to take it to the New York Giants, man. What don't the New York Giants need, man? Honestly, bro.
Hey, man. Let's start with offensive line.
You can always start with the offensive line, dog, because outside of the guy they drafted, they had a lot of injuries. They got a lot of people that got older. Whatever, like David Duell, who retired, and stuff like that. You feel me? I know they got the linebacker from Syracuse a couple of years ago, but he's been iffy and he got hurt. So you always need an O line member. I don't even know who their left tackle is. I don't know who their right tackle is. I don't know who their guards are. They need a lot of work on that offensive line, man. That's what's been keeping them from getting back to the Giants. That's competing for titles. That's beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl every time they play, dog. That's, you feel me? So. If they want to get back to that, they definitely got to get the O-line point. You feel me? And Antoine Rose gone, so they need a safety. DeMarco, Dominique Rodgers-Camardi, he was boo-boo or decent, or boo-boo or decent, bro. That's the nice way of saying, that's the bad way of saying inconsistent or whatever. They call it inconsistent. I call it boo-boo every other game, bro. So they need cornerback help. They need linebackers. They need a lot, actually, think about it.
This is kind of crazy.
What was their record last year?
What was their record? I don't even know, man. You know, I detest them.
I thought
them,
they were like
6-7-9.
Might have
been. It might have been.
I think they were 7-9. You check right now.
So Thurston, give us what you think they need, man. Give us your analysis, homie.
I mean, I knew the, like, Eli was playing bad, but I thought it was just because everybody was playing bad. But, I think their defensive line need help because they're not as good as they used to be. But, of course, because they lost some people, but I think all they need is, going on their offensive line, bro, because Eli didn't have no time, dog. Didn't have no time last year at all. He was lucky to have what's his name? The rookie receiver,
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, man, he made a lot of plays for Eli last year. So I think they just gotta need someone on the O line to make the offense look good. And I hope they get a running back too, man. That's it. That's what I think they need.
All right. Thank you, Gerson, bro. What about you, pal?
So, the best thing the Giants did this offseason is release Peyton Hillis.
hey, that's not fair, though. The man was a teacher, dog.
So what, nigga? That nigga got paid a teacher, bro. Fuck that, dog.
The whole team was trash when he came, man.
So he what, bro? He cashed that paycheck, dog. Nah,
like
man, you know what, bro? He got paid because he gave the Patriots the business for one game, bro. That's just literally his career right there, dog.
Pretty much. Gave Madden cover and all.
Gave the nigga Madden cover and all, bro. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, but no, but the Giants, though, man, they really do need some O-line, man. Like, I came like this, and you had a point there, man. Eli was on the ground more than anybody last year, man. It was horrible.
But, I mean, here's a problem with them, though. Like, what made the Giants great was they had great pass rushers, dog. JPP had one good year, and then I guess he drank the Kool-Aid, and he ain't been the same since. But they still felt the need to franchise tag him or whatnot. So he's going to be expensive this year.
Yeah. They They franchise tag JTP.
Wait, he got to get 25 mil?
Nah. I don't know where you got that number from, but he's going to get 15.
Oh, because I know if Detroit keeps if they kept Sue would get 25. How much?
Nah, that's different. That's because they kept restructuring his contract, and that's why, or whatever. Because you can only do that so much. So it'd have been a restructuring plus a bonus plus the franchise pay. That's why it went up like 25 million or whatnot. You feel me? So they literally shot themselves in the foot doing that shit. JPP is just 15. So they're paying JPP $15 million. He might get them 5 sacks next year, bro. Because what has he shown that he's capable of getting double-digit sacks since that 1 year when he was the man and he was giving everybody the business? I know he had a herniated disc, but I feel like he's just not the same player. I feel like he got overweight or whatnot. But they still felt the need that they had to franchise tag him. There's nobody else to get. This is not a really good pass-rushing draft. You got Shane Ray. You got Vic Beasley. You got a lot of people who I've seen disappear in games. Like, Vic Beasley was supposed to be the man. He went from going in the top 5 beginning of the year, played the whole season in college. Then they say he's going to be in the late 20s, you feel me, mid-first round if he's lucky. He had a great draft. Now he's back in the fucking top 10. No, that means that nigga's going to be sucking, bro. Go on what you saw in the film. You feel me? So if they draft somebody like Vic Beasley or Shane Ray or anybody like that, I feel like they're going to overdraft somebody because, to me, I don't see anything special about any of the pass rushers this year. So, and then on top of that, you got to worry about the whole back end. The whole front seven is fucked up, bro. They don't have a good second corner. Preston Mukamara was pretty decent. I feel like they could move on from Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. They moved on from Antoine Road because he was slipping or whatever, so they need 2 safeties, bro. Can you name a linebacker on the Giants? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
Let me see.
Beeson?
Jaquan Williams? That's about it.
Yeah, Jaquan. He's from my hometown.
That's them
too. Jaquan is a situational linebacker. He only gets in on passing downs because he's undersized. So he gets in when they know it's going to be running 3 wide and they're going to pass. If it's like 3rd and long or whatever, he's not a 4-down lineman or a 3-down linebacker or whatnot. So.
True.
So yeah, they need a lot of help, man. But enough about the Giants, man. Let's take it to the boys.
Well, Herb, you're the boys expert, man. So enlighten us, man. Enlighten the people.
As the resident Cowboys fan, we have the best O line in football, bro. Probably as good as we did back in the '90s when we had, you know, we had the Great Wall of China with 3 Hall of Famers and shit like that. So. What do we always need as a Cowboy? We have never filled the void of safety since Darren Wilson retired, dog. You feel me? Like, Roy Williams was good until they realized he couldn't cover. And that's when shit got real.
y'all ain't have no pass rush either.
We don't. We haven't had a pass rush. Because we miss on pass rushes. You feel me? Like, it's either we either draft somebody who's a 3 technique or a 5 technique, because that's at the time we were running a 3-4. So we need outside linebackers. All we did was hit on DeMarcus Ware. We didn't hit on anybody else. You feel me like that? Now we got Greg Hardy, so that kind of feels good. We need a cornerback, man. That dude that we drafted, number 6 overall, I don't even remember his name, bro. That's how bad he's been, dog. Can anybody help me out? What's his name? Who?
DeMarcus Lawrence, the DN?
No, the cornerback, man. For LSU, man.
Oh.
That's how bad he been. We already forgot about him, dog.
Hey,
I honestly can't name
him.
Hey, you
talking about the one that got mad, that ran away because they took him off the field? They took him
out
the starting
line? Yeah, man, him, man. That was a 6 overall pick, Gerson, dog. I can't even remember his name, bro. That's a damn shame, dog.
Oh, shit.
That's how he was so bad. I erased him out of my memory, dog. So you feel me? Brandon Carr, he fell off. Our best cornerback is Orlando Scandrick. So we need corner definitely. He's seriously need a safety, but this is not the draft just to get a safety, dog. There's one safety. His name is Landon Collins, and he's not even that good. He's overrated. He's just another product of the Alabama system, dog. Outside of the guy who got drafted for Buffalo, Marcell Dareus, can you name me a good, really good Alabama defensive product? You can't say B. Milliner. You can't say Drake Patrick. Ha-ha Clinton Dix might be boosting it. The one for your team, Gerson, the one for the Patriots. Dante Hightower, he's okay. The one that went to the Ravens, I can't remember his name. He's been kind of a bust. So, yeah, because Alabama, they coach you up so well that you max out. Mark Barron's another bust. You feel me? So you literally the best you're ever going to be when you go to Alabama.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
It's crazy. So, yeah.
Do you think y'all got to go after a running back or not?
We definitely going to get a running back, man. In a perfect world, if we get Todd Gurley, dog, we're going to the Super Bowl. But I'm that confident, dog. I swear to God, bro. I'm that confident. If we get Todd Gurley with that O-line.
Rob.
What's up?
I'm letting you know now. Cowboys will be drafting a D-lineman, D-tackle, in the first round of the draft. I'm letting you know now. What's today? March 19th, 2015. Cowboys will be drafting a D-tackle.
I believe you. I definitely believe you, but we got to get TG, dog. Can you imagine Todd Gurley behind our running back, man? Behind our O-line, dog? Oh, my God.
No depth at D-tackle at all.
Yeah, we lost Henry Milton. Yeah, we lost a lot of guys. Yeah, we lost Aaron Spears, bro. But what fuck that, nigga? We got Todd Gurley, bro. We going to get Todd Gurley, man.
Then y'all need, you know, y'all need D tackle corners. Name your corners, bro.
Here's the thing, though. Unless Marcus Peters is there, and I don't even know if I want Marcus Peters in Dallas. Marcus Peters has great talent, but he's a nigga that needs to go somewhere where there's nothing to do, like Buffalo or like Cleveland, dog. Because if he goes to a place like Dallas, he'll lose his fucking mind, bro. We talking about a nigga who choked out his coach, man. He got kicked off the team for choking out one of his coaches, man. That dude is nuts, man. That dude is fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, he's off his rocker, man.
Let's get to the Redskins,
man.
Dog. Let's get to the Redskins, man.
All right, man. We're going to go the whole 30 minutes to the Redskins, dog. Here's the funny thing about the Redskins, dog. If you pick the top three draft needs, you can play Scrabble with the shit, bro. You can say, oh, O-lineman, right tackle, running back. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. Oh, fullback, wide receiver. Hey, okay, fuck it. Punter, kicker, you literally can play Scrabble. You can put top three draft needs at any position for the Redskins, dog. That's how fucked up it is over there in Washington, bro. Oh, my God.
Hey, real talk, bro. Real talk, I know what's going to fix the Redskins, bro. You have to reset the franchise, dog. Get a new owner. New everything, bro. Because that shit is done, man. Any Cowboy friends out there, they know they done, dog. If you got to believe in RG3 to get back into some sense of football relevance, bro, you're done. Done, bro. There's nothing good that can come out of the Redskins, dog.
Bruh.
You might as well put your head down and sleep the season away, bro.
Nigga, the Redskins don't have holes in their roster, dog. They got craters in their roster, bro. Like, I'm talking about, they lost Brian Arakpo. They honestly, out of 52 players, dog, they might have, like, five, bro. DeSean Jackson, Alvin
Morris. Hey, they got number six. Semi-pro players on the roster, bro.
Damn, killing the Redskins, man. And then, you know, they went 4-12. It's like you can't even be mad, man. But it's like, what do they need the most? That's the hard part.
You always like, feel like they need, what they need the most is a quarterback. But I don't think they're gonna draft a quarterback. Or if they do draft Marcus Mariota, you're gonna get the same player as Isaac Bruce. So what's the fucking point?
It's
so,
the right guard or tackle.
Devin, that's what I was gonna say. If at the end of the day, have a quarterback, you're not going to draft a quarterback, you always be O-line, dog, because you win football in the trenches. So they need right guard, they need right tackle. Who's the left tackle again? I can't remember his name. They drafted him high, so they're not going to draft him again. He went to the Pro Bowl, and he was All-Pro at least once, so he's talented. Oh, fuck, dog. You could always say they need a cornerback, even though D'Angelo Hall had a decent year. They definitely need safety.
And wasn't he hurt last year?
Who, D'Angelo Hall?
Yeah.
No, he played with the year. He played with I think he missed like two or three games. Ryan Clark retired, so they need a safety or whatever. It ain't like Ryan Clark was back there last year anyway. They need a lot of work, man. They need linebackers. They need a nose tackle more than anything. They haven't had a nose. The last time they had one, Brad, nigga didn't even pass the physical, dog. His name is Albert Hainsworth, dog. So this shit crazy. Over there.
Hey, they still have Kerrigan, right? They still have Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, that's one of the five players that I was going to say. Ryan Kerrigan, DeSean Jackson, Trent Williams, Alfred Morris. Okay, so they have four good players in that position.
Man, where's my boy Steve at, man? He's the perfect dad for sure right there.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh. Go ahead, Rod. Give your analysis, man.
I like to root for the Redskins, man, because they're the underdog, but they suck, man. Like, I don't know what to say, though. Like, RG3, right, like, honestly, they need to do something with their quarterback position, because that's the only – I mean, that's, like, RG3 is such a disappointment, though. Like, after his rookie season, nada. You know what I'm saying?
What about
so,
you, Pat? Go ahead, Pat.
So, as far as the Redskins, man, they have more work than the Jack Ball to do. They need O-line, they need safety. Bruh, can you name one of their linebackers?
I can't name one linebacker, but I swear to God, bro. Because Weston ain't retired, ain't it? London Fletcher retired, ain't it?
If he retired, then I officially don't know any of their linebackers.
Yeah, because that's all I knew was London Fletcher, bro. That's it, dog. That's it.
Yeah, the Redskins. The Redskins are looking at the bottom of the division. Nice. They wiping that bench, man, keeping it warm.
I mean, so outside of running back and wide receiver, you can say they need anything on the team. They need a quarterback. They need a left guard. They need a center. They need a right guard. They need a right tackle. They need an opposite end besides Ryan Kerrigan. They need an outside linebacker. They need two inside linebackers. They need an other cornerback or whatever. They need two safeties. They need a punter and a kicker. And a quarterback.
They need a whole new team, man.
They need a whole new team. And this, and as long as Dan Snyder is the owner, and he'll never stop being an owner because the Redskins make a lot of fucking money. The Redskins, I think, are behind the Cowboys and Patriots as the most valuable football team in sports. Like they're in the top ten. So you'll never see a new guy besides Dan Snyder. They make way too much money out of the DMV. And you, at the end of the day, until they get a quarterback, there's nothing going to change. It's going to be a wrestling. I've never seen a quarterback have so much potential and turn into a top pile of turd like Robert Griffin in my life. And I've been watching football for a long time now. I've never seen that like Robert Griffin, ever.
Well, it's because he was stupid, dog. If he let Shanahan did his thing, bro, the man wouldn't look this bad, dog.
He got exposed. Yeah, he got exposed. That's what the NFL. That's the beauty in the NFL, man. Like, I never judge anybody by their first year. I judge you by your second year because they got tape on you. They know what you want to do, and they know what you don't like to do, and they know how to game plan. You. I just didn't think
unless
it was
you're,
bad.
Unless you're Johnny Manziel, you're just bad off the rip.
Hey, we're not even going to talk about Johnny Manziel, man. This nigga came out of the game throwing picks, dog, throwing cross body picks, bro.
Our next week's show, we'll do the AFC North and the NFC North. You know, we'll do those divisions next Tuesday. But
basketball, man.
Well, I was gonna get to that. Considering we went through the divisions today, and free agency pretty much died down after the first week. We can check out the NBA. We got some time left. And my question to you guys is, right now, after we talked about this like maybe a couple weeks back, how's the MVP race looking to you guys? Like, who are your top? I have an idea of who the top two is, but just give me a broad, like, you know, give me who you think is gonna be the MVP this year. Greg, I'll start with you since you're a newcomer on the show.
Who do I think will be the MVP?
Yeah, or just give a couple names. Give a few names.
I'm gonna say Stephen. Then I'm gonna
say
Curry.
One?
Yeah.
Is he your number one choice?
Yeah, Stephen is my number one choice. Then my number two choice will be Curry. And then my number three choice will be Stephen Curry.
This man jumped on that Curry wagon. What about you, Herb?
This is one of those, man, where I don't really care who wins. If to me, it's James Harden or Steph Curry. I believe it's James Harden because he's doing more or less. Like, if you saw the game last night, nigga, Andre Iguodala had 21 points off the bench. Harrison Barnes put up 25. Remember, like, Steph Curry doesn't even have to have a great game and his team can blow you out, dog. If James Harden doesn't have a good game, they're not going to win.
Well,
like,
you know, that's not a great game passing. He had 12 assists.
No, I'm saying, but he didn't even play the fourth quarter, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't have to have a great game. He was 4-11, right? He had 12 assists. You feel me? What I'm saying is that James Harden can't do that. James Harden can't just have 16 points and 12 assists, and they're going to blow out one of the best teams in the NBA, bro. He has that, and he's losing by 15 points.
You know, bruh, you know I'm mad, dog, because I know Steph good at winning, bruh, but I really do feel like James Harden deserves it way more.
Way more, Gerson, though. That's the thing. It can't be way more, dog. Like, he's way more behind a team with the number one record in the NBA, bruh. You can't say way more, dog.
Listen, it's the thing, dog. I feel like, bruh, the Rockets, the reason why they have 45 wins, the reason why they have 45 wins is because of James Harden. 35 of those wins go to James Harden, bro. That's how I feel like, dog.
I'll give you 40 out of 45.
I'll give you all 45.
Steph Curry,
forget him.
If Steph Curry was hurt, if Steph Curry wasn't in the on their team, bro, I still feel like the Warriors would still be like a good 40-win team, bro. Which it would be like, it'd still be in the playoffs. But if the Rockets didn't have Jay Harden, bro, they'd just be like, they'd look like the Lakers or Minnesota.
that's
my reasoning, dog, when I see it.
Hey, we have a Lakers fan on the phone, man. You can't be saying that, man.
So I know I said Curry, and that's only because I think he deserves it. But honestly, in my personal opinion, who will win MVP this year, it won't be Harden. I feel like Harden defense just disappears half the season. But Westbrook, I believe, will get it.
Nah,
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Statistically, he's better than Harden.
No.
What you mean, no?
Do you want me to pull out the facts?
You're going off the last month?
I'm going off the whole year, the season, averages.
What you talking about? This burst just came the past month, bro. This burst of him doing his triple-double in the last month, dog.
In the NBA, you know. Regular Westbrook is in the NBA.
Average 4 points, 4 assists, and more rebounds than Harden does. Only thing that Harden has over Westbrook is the fact that
he's not getting a win.
better. The free throw
he's not getting no wins,
though. Huh?
He's not getting no wins. He's not getting as much wins as James Harden is.
Has MVP ever been about wins?
Yes. Nah, you cannot be the eighth seed unless you're just that raw, which what the name is not. He can't get it with only like his record, dog, with those triple doubles, bro, is only like 2 wins over .500. James Harden, bro, got this team looking at almost winning 70% of their games.
And look at who's on behind James Harden. Look who's behind Westbrook.
They both got nothing, but James Harden looking good though. He's winning more than Westbrook.
His team is winning more than the OKC. His team.
Nah, his team is garbage. His team is as garbage as OKC, man.
OKC has a good team, bro. Like, what the fuck are you niggas talking about?
I'm saying, bro. You talking in the sense of anyone being like a superstar or close to a star? I know they got
good. Eric Cantor is better than Terrence Jones and the other guy, whatever his name is. Anthony Morrow is better than fucking Jet or Josh Smith. Or whatever, dog. Serge Ibaka is better than anybody that's on the Rockets as a second player. So
yeah, but he hurt now.
You
know that?
Yeah, Gerson. He got hurt 2 games ago, bro. But he's been there the whole season, man. Come on, bro.
I think the Pelicans get a win the AC, bro. I really do.
I feel like you hating because KD coming back. So we're like, nah, it just sound like you hating, bro.
When KD coming back?
I think he's supposed to come back next week.
I don't know if it's soon. If you tell me KD come in within like 1 week, bro, I should be. I'll be like, all right.
Hey, Gerson, listen to this. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook averaging 27.6 points a game. Harden averaging 0.7. Turnovers, Russell Westbrook 4.3. Harden 4. Steals, Russell Westbrook 2.2. Harden 1.9. Assists, 8.4. Harden,
7. Okay, bro. Look at this. Harden, 45 wins. What's the rule? 38.
Look, 38 wins. That's not a big difference, Gerson. And another thing you want to keep in mind, James Harden played 13 more games this season than Westbrook has.
But this is what you don't get, bro. James Harden had Durant earlier in the year. He had at least, you know, some type of help, bro. James Harden didn't have help almost the whole year.
You say he didn't have help or he did?
He didn't have help almost the whole year, bro. I think what's his name? He only played like 15 games or 20 games, dog. Dwight Howard.
He missed 23 games. How many games they played so far?
How many games Dwight Howard missed?
23.
Only 23, bro? I didn't know the man was on the court.
I told you, bro. The man game is so forgettable that you don't even know that he's there, dog.
This season more than anything, too. Like, even when he's on the court, you think he's injured.
The same thing with Kevin Love, bro. Did you know that Kevin Love missed 2 games, bro? I didn't even know, dog. I was like, oh, he was out? I didn't even know, bro. Because that's how relevant he is when he's on the court, dog.
They don't use him at all, though, dog.
They don't.
I feel like the league, bro. I feel like the little 2 games he missed, that was bullshit. I feel like after he realized he didn't get used by the Spurs in the Spurs game, he just yelled at the coach or whatever, and the coach was just like, yo, you're not playing for the next 2 games.
That's the funny part, dog. It doesn't make a difference, dog, because I was really watching the game, bro. At no point in time did it register me that he wasn't in the lineup, dog. I just felt like it was another game where he disappeared, bro. You feel me? That's how irrelevant he is, dog.
But you know what the difference, though? The difference is from the big three in Miami and the one they did in Cleveland, dog. They allowed Chris Bosh to touch the ball more than they allowed Love to, though.
Well, it's a whole
don't
different
the ball
system.
At all, man.
It's a, you're going from – you're comparing Eric Spoelstra to David Blatt. It's a whole different system, dog. That's
but I feel like
LeBron James. This is the one thing about LeBron James that nobody notices. No, whatever, Chris. This is the one thing about nobody notices about LeBron James. LeBron James needs you to be in the corner and spacing the floor. You feel me? If you're a post player and you like playing in the post and that's where you want to get your buckets, don't play with LeBron James, bro. You're not going to eat. You're not going to eat. You're just not going to eat, dog. That nigga's going to force you to learn how to shoot threes, bro.
Yeah, even Bosh is shooting threes now, like it's his thing. He had to learn. And he had that upper
jumper.
Hey, anyway.
Bro. Hey, but I really feel like, dog, if those boys make it to the finals, bro, it makes me sick to admit it, bro. But the problem with the West is, like, a lot of teams don't slow it down, bro. If you try to fast break on the Cavaliers or whatever, bro, you're not going to win that game. You got to play defense, dog. So I only see them losing to the Spurs in the West. The Spurs. Maybe Memphis.
I was about to say, but you can't give that analysis and not say Memphis, Kirsten. That would make no sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Memphis. But then again, like, if Memphis can't run up and down, I don't know if Memphis like to run. Because they got to try to fast. Make it pace fast or whatever, but.
Memphis
I don't
is
know,
kind
man.
Of
I really see Cleveland winning something this year, bro. It make me sick, dog.
What about the Heat, man?
State, bro?
Huh? What's up?
What about the Heat?
Yeah, man, what about the Heat?
If we had Bosh, I feel like we could do something. But without Bosh, I don't see us making it past the first round.
Yeah, I was garbage with Bosh.
Listen, we ain't had no point guard, bro. We finally got a point guard, dog. We ain't had no point guard the whole year.
Yeah, I got the best point guard in the Eastern Conference, baby.
Yeah, we started winning, man.
You started winning. You don't even get the eighth seed, bro. What the fuck you mean you started winning, bro? Get the fuck out of here, dog.
What you mean, Herb? I'm telling you, we got a winning record since the All-Star record.
Yeah, y'all still an AC, bro. That's what I said. Y'all still an AC, bro.
It is what it is, but what I told you, bro, I'd like us to win at least 20 games out of the last 30.
You're not going to win 20 games out of the last 30, Gerson. I don't think that's mathematically possible.
If we continue to play like he does.
Right.
Oh, don't forget, Wade missed a lot of games before, dog.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I know, bro. You ain't never lie, bro.
Oh, man. That Gerson's a funny dude, man.
You ain't never lie, bro.
Hey, man. I'm actually looking at the standings right now. Playoffs started today, man. It'd be the Heat versus the Cavs.
I like it.
It'd be fun.
I know we're not going to win, but I like that, though.
Now, I say this. What's the matchups? If they started today right now, it'll be the Pelicans and the Warriors, right?
Nah, it'd be Oklahoma City and the Warriors.
Okay, it'd be Oklahoma City and the Warriors. It'll be the Spurs and the Grizzlies. It would be
Houston and Dallas. That'd be a good one.
Houston and Dallas would be a good one. And it'd be Portland and the Clippers.
That'd be a good one, too. I mean, the West, it doesn't matter who plays in the West. The matchups matter depending on who you want to win, but all the matchups are going to be interesting. The East is a little different, though. You got Atlanta and Boston. Oh, Boston's the AC right now, actually.
Boston is the AC right now.
That's incredible. Miami 7 seed.
That's the thing, though. The irony is that The Heat should play to keep the seventh seed to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, dog, because the Hawks are running them off the court.
No objection, Gerson? I think we're all waiting for it.
everything is true, but without Bosh, man, we don't have a hope against anyone, dog.
No, I'll say this, y'all could honestly get two games out of Cleveland, dog. Y'all could get the way Hassan Whiteside literally devours the paint, dog. Like, I went to the game last night, man. This man, bro, Damian Lillard didn't even want to get in the paint, dog. He didn't even want to see the paint, bro. It was ridiculous, dog. This
way
man
went off,
shit.
Too.
Yeah, way went off. Hey, bro, this man, Hassan Whiteside, blocked the shot from Robert Lopez, dog. Hit somebody in the face, bro. He volleyballed that shit, dog. I was in tears, dog.
It was a good game, man.
It was a good game, bro. And it's so effortless with the Geico. That's why y'all make y'all. It's a good matchup because if the Cleveland ain't getting, if their three ain't on point, y'all can get two games out of Cleveland. Y'all don't defend the three well, which is why I don't like y'all against Atlanta. But y'all could get two games out of Cleveland.
Dude, I think that would be a good matchup, actually. I agree.
It'll be a good matchup. It would it be Washington or would it be Toronto versus the Bucks?
It would be Toronto versus the Bucks.
I like the Bucks. I can see the Bucks taking that.
Nah, man. I don't even know, bro. They've been on a losing streak. I don't know why.
I don't know why they traded Brandon Knight. That was the dumbest shit they could have ever done.
That was like, really a stupid move for them. He was playing really good for them. Actually,
they traded him for Michael Carter Williams can't shoot. Oh, it's ridiculous. That nigga shit got to be like a 55 on 2K, bro. I'm convinced.
He's like a 55 on 2K. That's horrible.
I saw this man go for 2 for 12, bro, all straight mid-range shots, not even threes, dog, like 10-footers, bro, drinking, dog. I was like, oh, this nigga trash. How you made it, dog?
Nah, but I was about to say, I think we could take the 7th spot from him, man, how they losing like this.
You mean the 6th spot?
Yeah, I mean the 6th spot.
Well, then you guys, you guys get Toronto. I don't have any faith in Toronto, man. I think they're out in the first round, no matter who they play. Man, I don't know that. your boy DeRozan ain't gonna pull through for anybody, man.
Yeah, man. I think you need a new top five, Griffin. I don't know if DeRozan should be your top five.
hey, Greg, man. We asked this man who the top five people he wanted. Like, we had a little discussion, like maybe a month ago, about the top five players you want to watch. This fool said DeMar DeRozan, man.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan in the top five.
Out of all the players in the NBA.
It's a lot of players. You could have said Patrick Beverly, dog. Don't tell me DeMar DeRozan, bro. Like,
yeah, but sorry, like last year he wasn't balling though, bro. I didn't expect the man to fall off like this.
Because you want to know why? Because you never believe in a breakout year that somebody has in the NBA that who's been in the league for a while, man. If they've been in a while and they don't have a breakout year, they're going to come back to reality, man. It's called Rudy Gay syndrome, dog.
Boy, what happened to Rudy Gay, man? He used to be that boy for a while, man.
It's called the Eric Gordon syndrome. It's called the Tyree Evans syndrome, dog. They have a breakout year and they come back to reality, man.
Hey, I got a question. Who do you feel has had the comeback season compared to last season?
And the NBA comeback season?
Yeah.
Like, define comeback. Define comeback.
Do this year doing that thing.
That was hurt or just fell off and then came back?
Fell off and came back.
Oh, that's a tough question, man.
That actually is tough.
First person coming out
Williams.
Is Cousins.
Mo Williams.
Nah.
Mo Williams.
Yeah, but he never fell off, though. This is more of a breakout year for him, so I can't say he never really fell off. He was never that mad. Oh yeah, Mo Williams been balling like he's been balling.
That's actually
hey,
really
I would have said I almost said Chris Bosh, dog.
Man,
because he ain't touch the ball like that.
That does count, Greg. I'm not gonna lie, that actually does count.
He's been hurt most of the season.
Yeah,
the man has been hurt. No disrespect.
I don't know,
he's actually a decent player, but the man's been hurt.
I'm going to have to go with Chris Bosh, Huh? Hey, can I do like a reverse of that question? Who's the fallback player of the year? It's gonna be for me. It's Carmelo. Carmelo, the fallback player of the year.
Nah, that's not. Nah, bro, that ain't even fair, dog.
That's the fallback player of the year right now. That ain't even fair
like that, bro. What do you mean, but
Gerson, though, even when Melo was healthy, he wasn't really doing anything, bro.
Dude, he was hurt the whole year, bro.
Oh, okay.
You ain't know the outfit.
Okay. That's
the man was playing hurt the whole year.
That's what it was. Okay, my bad, bro.
I don't want to hear that, man.
Oh, so, okay. Just because his team was losing, bro, you can't tell. Man was shooting 44 from the field. With 24.6 rebounds, 3 assists, bro.
Why would you do numbers? It works.
44% is not a number you want to say, bro. That's inefficient, man. Anything less than 45.
But listen, hold up, man. Come on, dog. Don't act like that man was trash, bro. There's plenty of people out there playing trash.
Compare Derrick Rose to the Carmelo Jones back in the day. Hey, you need Derrick Rose,
Derrick Rose
man.
So you gonna compare Derrick Rose to somebody who had two almost life like?
I'm talking about
someone
surgery. That's playing worse, but you sitting there. Come on, the other man, doo-doo sauce, bro.
Hey, bro, the way I seen Carmelo try to take nothing but straight shots in the All-Star game, nigga, hurt my ass, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. That nigga was rebounding. He was crossing niggas up. He was still
That's
moving,
what I'm saying, though.
Hurt.
Melo has not looked like a hurt player up until he actually did get hurt.
That's not a hurt player, that's like, I don't like my team. I don't like my coach. So I'm a dog, bro.
But he needed surgery, though, dog. Y'all acting like he didn't need surgery.
Man. He didn't. He chose to do surgery. He could have did that after the season. It wasn't an immediate surgery, y'all. They did that surgery to get him out for like six months.
Man, it's
they
older
did that surgery.
That nigga
to have an excuse for him benching for him sitting the rest of the year, Gerson. That's literally what it was, bro.
Come on, dog.
There's plenty of doodle guys
out there, bro. If you would have said DeMarco Rosa, I would have been like, all right, bro, you got me, dog. But you can't say that about Carmelo, bro.
Shout out to the man who made out the first round one time in his career, dog. Shout out to Carmelo, baby. shout out to Carmelo, baby.
As player good as him, man, it's a shame that's the case.
But, man, it's about that time to wrap it up, Rod. It's about to be 1:30, man. We can't let Gerson speak nonsense no more, man.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody who's listening and thank the fellas for calling in. Greg, I hope you'll join us another time. You were great today with us on the show. Herb and Gerson is always a pleasure. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Hey, hold up,
we'll talk
bro, I got
more
one
AFC.
Thing to say, man.
What's up?
Shout out to that man that robbed the Nets, bro. Derrick Williams, bro. He living the American dream. That guy.
Hey, he the fallback player of the century of all time. He the greatest of all time, bro. he the GOAT, bro. Darren Williams is the GOAT, bro. Oh my God.
I completely forgot about Darren Williams,
Darren Williams, my bad, bro. I was just cracking jokes with Carmelo. Like, a true fallback player is Darren Williams. Him and Joe Johnson, man. They happen to be on the same team, dog.
You want to talk about the NFL greatest disappearing act, man.
Darren Williams can't even start over Jared Jackson, dog. What the fuck, man?
Oh, man.
That boy getting $90 million, dog. That boy's big. Hey, that man said, I'm a retired, dog. I'm good for retirement, bro.
I don't know if him or Rashad Lewis, bro. They the greatest con artists in the history of sports, dog. Oh, Lord, bro.
Nah, but you know what? Rashad actually tried, dog.
Nigga, don't even get it. What the fuck you talking about, dog? He went to Washington averaging 5 points a game, bro, getting $20 million, dog. Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, but listen, though, you're talking about $20 million. To almost $100 million, bro. Come on, dog.
No, $20 million a year. His contract was a 6-year, $120 million contract, bro. It was $20 million a year.
Oh shit, you right.
and he got the greatest quote I've ever heard, dog. That man said, "What was I supposed to do? Not sign my name on the contract?"
That's classic, man.
Oh, Sean Lewis, he knew he was a criminal, bro, but I ain't mad at him, dog. He knew he was.
He got his money,
bro.
Man. He got his money.
Oh, he got that money, dog. He coached it, bro.
But yeah, man, thanks everyone for supporting the Spin Out of Water, and we will be back on time next week, 12 o'clock on the dot. Thank you, everybody.
Hi, boys.
Yeah.